I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Joseph Sternberg, Park Stroller. Joe is in London. He's with the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He writes the political economics column, and we're happy to talk about inflation and stagflation and all those wonderful topics that prey upon the culture. However, there is also the matter of the London parks. My two experiences in London when I was a younger person were joyful because they were both either in the summertime or the springtime. And the parks of London are a marvel. They work on them. London's vain about them. I understand. They have a right to be. But since the virus, one of the parts that most worried me was that the parks were forbidden or in some fashion circumscribed by the virus, by the mandates, by the recommendations. So I initiated my questions to Joe to go for a walk in the parks or to look how people observe their lives in the parks. Joe, I note that Cambridge defeated Oxford in the heavyweight crew they on the River Cam. That was a major feature, telling me that the life is trying to return to normal, even though in the photograph of the successful Cambridge club, they were all masked except for the coxswain who was about to be thrown into the River Cam. So it's sort of normal, although there's that photograph of the face mask that will last for centuries to show when we were in the virus and when we weren't at Cambridge. How is life in London parks? Are people masking? Are they out in great numbers? Is there prohibition in some fashion of a pickup games or sitting together?
No, things continue their rapid progress back to normal in the parks here in London and in other outdoor venues like that. I mean, the news within the past week or two is that the government dropped its official stay home requirement. So technically that means that you are now allowed to spend as much time in the park as you want to. And they also have eased up, the previous restrictions that you had where you could only have one person socializing with one other person exercising together in the park. Now you're actually allowed to sit down. You can have groups of several people or a couple of households meeting together outdoors in the park. And that combined with some really beautiful weather and a 4-day weekend over the Easter holiday here has really encouraged people to go out in droves to take advantage of these new freedoms, really enjoy the opportunity to get out of their small cramped flats and actually see their friends again and, be able to sit on the grass and have a bit of a picnic, maybe even some, sunbathing if you're particularly hardy, given that it's still a little chilly here.
Yes, it's chilly, but the Londoners are adapting. I read the Culture News in preparation for these talks with you because it allows me to get out of Connecticut, at least in my imagination, that the people of London are extending their homes. They're building additions to their homes because they've spent so much time in them, and they know they need another room if this is going to happen again. And that is cutting down on the gardening room for the homes. People in London, my memory is that they live in a smaller square foot average than we do in America. And, that makes sense. It's not as geographically big a country, and it's got a population that congregates around large cities. I understand that. But that means that the need for walking in the garden is more intense than ever. Have you seen, Joe, more people than you can recall? You've been there through two springs in the virus, but I think you can remember one spring without the virus.
Yes. Well, I mean, the thing to understand is that because Londoners' homes are so small, they do tend to go out to the parks quite a lot. And so I think that it's more a matter that we are now returning to the status quo ante. I think that it's not that they are more likely to go outdoors now than they were before the pandemic, that they have been chomping at the bit to be allowed to go out, in large numbers since the pandemic began. And I mean, certainly there was a lot of this last summer when the lockdown had eased up. I think that you're seeing that people again now are in a real hurry to be able to get to that. Partly because it's the outdoors, partly it's because going to the park is a major part of the culture here. People really enjoy doing that as a social activity. Partly it is the social angle where people want to be able to see their friends, and outdoors is where they can do that right now. So I think that it's definitely one of those things where people felt that it was a real hardship not to be able to do that. And the fact that they can get back to it again is really, almost in a palpable way, improving the mood when you walk down the street, because it does give the sense that things are getting back a bit to the way they were before.
I've saved an item of some friction towards here at the close. As I understand it, people are arriving in London, tourists are coming to London, and yet British travelers are in some fashion held back or not traveling overseas. Is there a sense that something is not fair, Joe, that people can come to London from the continent, but you're not easily traveling to the continent?
Well, I mean, first off, to be clear, there are not really an awful lot of tourists coming in right now, because technically if they arrive, they're supposed to isolate for 10 days. So I think that the issue with the arrivals is that actually a lot of people within the British economy want more of them at this point, because inbound tourism is very important, economically, in the same way that the opportunity to have outbound tourism is very important culturally. So I think that really the easing of travel restrictions in both directions, making it easier for Britons to go on vacation overseas at the same time that you start making it easier for at least some foreigners to come on vacation or visits here, is going to be the next big thing that people are going to want to happen. And I think that there's a limit to how long they might be willing to wait for that to open up.
Yes, travel overseas. I know you mentioned earlier is critical. I talked to Italy, and they're eager for the British citizen, the British tourists to come back. They're eager for the American tourists to come back, and that isn't happening. You mentioned that Boris is restricting bookings ahead of time, that people want to get out of London as soon as possible. And, Joe, not until that happens will there be a sense of order in the continent, or a sense here. I traveled overseas in December, but as I understand now, that was extremely unusual, extremely so. And the visits, the invitations overseas haven't yet come here for the summertime. People are holding back. And this is not only for Europe, it's also for Central Asia, where I'll be traveling. There's still some hesitation here at the end that something bad is going to happen. Do you hear that, Joe? Do you hear fourth wave talk in London? Or is that just the scary stuff I'm picking up in Paris?
No, there's definitely talk of that here. And this is going to be the major political and scientific test, I think, moving forward. Because the problem is that we were told that vaccination was going to be the way out of the miseries of the past year. And so now vaccination needs to be the way out of the miseries of the past year. And I think that there is a growing frustration with the sense that the goalposts keep moving. Even now that you have all of this progress with vaccination, the suggestion that that might not be enough, that you still have to do all of the cumbersome testing, that you still might not get back some of the freedoms that you have lost, that you still might not go for your overseas holiday, even if you have had the vaccine. And I think that there's going to be a lot of political pressure on that to ease up, because people do need to feel like there's going to be an end. If what you're saying is that you can have the vaccine and then you still can't do things because you need to worry about some hypothetical future wave, well, that always is going to be there. I mean, at a certain point, we have to learn how to live with this new reality that the coronavirus will be there in some form and go back to normal. And I think what will happen this summer is you might start seeing more pressure for the government to make its peace with that reality.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of The Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column. That's why I read so much about inflation, thanks to Joe. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on CBS Audio Network.